Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Boss Man by V. Keeland, narrated by Maxine Mitchell and Joe Arden. If you want to know where your heart is, look where your mind goes when it wanders. Unknown. Chapter 1. Reese. What a waste of smooth-shaven legs. Jules, it's Reese. Where the hell are you? I need you. This is the worst date I've ever been on. I'm literally falling asleep. I've considered smashing my head on the table a few times to keep awake. Unless you want me bloodied and bruised, I need you to call with a fake emergency. Call me back. Please. Pressing end call, I blew out a frustrated breath as I stood outside the ladies' room in the dark hallway at the back of the restaurant. A deep voice from behind me caught me off guard.
Unless he's also an idiot, in addition to being boring, he's going to know.
Excuse me? I turned to find a man leaning against the wall, his eyes pointed down as he texted away on his phone. He continued without looking up.
It's the oldest trick in the book. The emergency phone call. The least you can do is put in a little more effort. It takes 2 months to get a reservation at this place, and it's not cheap, sweetheart.
Maybe he should be the one to put in more effort. His sports jacket has a giant hole under the arm, and he's done nothing but talk about his mother all night.
Ever consider that your snobby attitude makes him nervous?
My eyes nearly bulged out of my head. You want to talk about snobby? You eavesdrop on my call and give me your unwelcome opinions all while staring down at your phone. You haven't even made eye contact with me while you're speaking. The jerk's fingers froze mid-text. Then, I watched as his head rose, eyes following a leisurely path starting at my ankles, up over my bare legs and lingering at the hemline of my skirt before continuing to trace their way over my hips, coming to rest briefly on my breasts before finally settling on my face. Yes, that's right. Up here. These are my eyes. He pushed off the wall and stood tall, catching the lone ray that had been lighting the hallway. The streak illuminated his face, and I could see him clearly for the first time. Really? Not what I was expecting. With that deep, raspy voice and attitude, I assumed I'd find someone older, probably dressed in a stuffy suit. But this guy was gorgeous. Young and gorgeous. Dressed entirely in black. Simple and sleek, yet there was an edge to the way he looked. Golden brown hair tousled in that sexy, I don't give a shit way, but still looked perfect. Strong, masculine features. A square, rugged jaw coated with day-old stubble on sun-kissed skin. A straight, prominent nose and big, sexy, sleepy eyes the color of chocolate. Those were now staring intently at me. Without dropping my gaze, he lifted his arms from his sides, holding them up over his head.
You want to check me for rips before you decide if I'm worthy of speaking to?
He was gorgeous, all right, but definitely an asshole. That's not necessary. Your attitude has already decided that for me. And you're not. Lowering his arms, he chuckled.
Suit yourself. Try to enjoy the rest of your evening, sweetheart.
I huffed, but stole one last fleeting look at the beautiful jerk before I walked back to my date. Martin was sitting with his hands folded when I returned to my seat at the table. Sorry, I told him. There was a line.
That reminds me of a funny story. This one time, I was at a restaurant with my mother, and when she went to use the ladies' room...
His voice